Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are on location. We are in a great place. We are at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. And we are here to talk about the King James Bible. Now, if you were to go rooting through your grandma's attic and you were to come across what you thought would be a first printing King James Bible, how would you know? Well, all you need to do is go to Ruth chapter 3, verse 15, and see how it ends. If that verse ends with, "He went into the city," you would know that you had an authentic 1611 first printing Bible. And by the way, it would be worth a mint. But if it said "she," well, that's not a 1611 Bible. Now, we'll get to that in a second. What we have here in the Museum of the Bible is actually a visual and real representation of the history of the English Bible. It begins with Tyndale in the 1520s, and Tyndale gave his life to bring the Bible into the language of the English people. Now, we know Wycliffe, and Wycliffe was a translation of the Latin into the English. What we're talking about is translation of the original, the Greek New Testament and the Hebrew Old Testament. So we start with Tyndale. Then we come to 1535, and we have the Coverdale Bible, named for Miles Coverdale, and it was largely the Tyndale translation. In 1537, we have the Matthew Bible. It was also a Tyndale associate who produced this Bible. His name was John Rogers, but he gave himself a pseudonym of Thomas Matthew, and so it's known as the Matthew Bible. Then we come to 1539, and we have the Great Bible. And it's the Great Bible because of its size. It was meant to be a lectern Bible, and it is quite a specimen in its size. And then we come to the Bible of the Puritans, the Geneva Bible. In the 1550s and 1560s, these were the Puritan exiles in Calvin's Geneva, and Calvin believed that people should work, and so these English scholars should work, and they worked on an English translation, Geneva Bible, first Bible with notes, and the first English Bible with versification, based on a Greek testament that was published in 1551 called the Stephanus Greek text, and there's a copy of that in the Museum of the Bible as well. Well, then we come to the Bishop's Bible in 1568. This was a bit of a response to the Geneva Bible, which were the Puritans and the dissenters. The Anglicans wouldn't be left out, so we've got the Bishop's Bible. And then we come to an important date, 1604. King James had been in office for only a few months by the time we get to February 1604. And over the course of 3 days, meetings were held with Puritans, Anglican bishops, and the good King James overseeing it. And one of the decisions that came out of the Hampton Court Conference of 1604 was the need for a new translation. And sure enough, 7 years later, the Authorized Version, authorized because it was authorized by the King himself, was published, the King James Version. And now we get to Ruth chapter 3, verse 15. And the original, the very first printing of this authorized version by the authorized printer in the city of London, and you can look right at it because this version here at the Bible Museum of the Bible is open right to Ruth 3:15. The ending has that, "and he went into the city," because the verse is sort of a go-between with Ruth and Boaz. They're both subjects. Both of those proper nouns occur in this verse. And so what is the pronoun in the 1611? It's he. But the realization is in the Hebrew manuscripts that were actually discovered between 1611 and 1633 that it's she, not he, that it's not a reference to Boaz, but a reference to Ruth. So in 1613, a printing of the 1611 was done, and it's called the Great She Bible of 1613. So how do you know if that treasure you found in grandma's attic is indeed an original first printing 1611? check the ending of Ruth 3:15. And that's the King James Version Bible. And I'm Steve Nichols on location at the Museum of the Bible. And thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
We have a few seconds left. So here's a great quote from the Puritan Thomas Shepherd. To sit still and see nothing and do nothing is not faith, but sloth.